temperatures 12 to 18 degrees. Jane.
Thanks, Chris. Now the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Thursday, the 16th of April. There are warnings of gales in Viking, North Utsira, South Utsira, Forties, Shannon, Rockall and Fair Isle. The general synopsis at midnight, low 450 miles west of Seoul, 997, expected 100 miles west of South Rockall, 993, by midnight tonight. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, North Utsira, South Utsira, northeast 40s. Southerly or southeasterly, 6 to gale 8, decreasing 4 to 6. Rain, then showers, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Southwest 40s, Cromarty, Forth, Tyne, Dogger. Southerly, 4 to 6, veering southwesterly, 3 to 5 for a time. Showers, rain later, good, occasionally moderate. Fisher, German Bight. Southeasterly, 5 or 6 at first in northeast Fisher, otherwise southerly or southwesterly, 3 to 5, backing southeasterly, 2 to 4 later. Rain at first, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Humber, Thames, Dover, Wight, Portland, Plymouth, northwest Biscay. Southerly or southwesterly, 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 for a time in Wight and Portland, then occasionally 6 later in Plymouth. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Southeast Biscay, southeast Fitzroy. Variable 2 to 4, fog patches in southeast Biscay. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor in southeast Biscay. Northwest Fitzroy, Seoul, Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea. Southerly or southwesterly, 4 to 6, increasing 7 for a time in West Seoul. Showers, then rain. Moderate or good, occasionally poor later. Shannon, South Rockall. Southerly or southwesterly, 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 later, perhaps severe gale 9 later in Shannon. Rain or showers, moderate or poor, occasionally good at first. North Rockall, Malin, Hebrides. Southwesterly, backing southerly, then becoming cyclonic, except in Malin, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later. Showers, then rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Bailey, cyclonic, 3 to 5, thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Fair Isle, Faroes. Southeasterly, 6 to gale 8 at first in northeast Fair Isle, otherwise cyclonic, 3 to 5, becoming southerly, 4 to 6. Rain or showers, fog patches at first, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. Southeast Iceland, variable 2 to 4, rain or showers, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. On to the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic, southwest 4, slight rain, 8 miles, 1,000, rising slowly. Stornoway, south-southwest, 3, 24 miles, 999, rising slowly. Lerwick, southeast, 6, slight rain, 1,900 metres, 1,003, falling. Lucas, southwest, 4, recent rain, 27 miles, 1,003, now rising. Bridlington, south-southwest, 5, 1,010, now rising. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, southwest by south, 4, 2 miles, 1,019. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, southwest by south, 4, 2 miles, 1,019. Jersey, southwest, 4, 5 miles, 1,020, rising slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, south-southwest, 5, 1,018. Scilly Automatic, southwest, 4. Mist, 3 miles, 1,016, rising slowly. Valentia, southwest, 4. 6 miles, 1,010, rising more slowly. Ronald's Way, southwest by south, 5. Mist, 4 miles, 1,007, rising. Malin Head, southwest, 5. 13 miles, 1,002, rising. Now here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours and issued by the Met Office at 0500 on Thursday the 16th of April. The general situation, the United Kingdom will lie in a south to southwesterly airflow during Thursday, with strong winds and showers affecting most areas. Atlantic fronts will spread more widespread rain or drizzle across northern and western areas later in the day. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. South or southwest, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 near Cape Wrath, then backing southeast, 4 to 6 later. Showers, then rain later, good, occasionally moderate. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed, southwest 4 or 5, backing south 3 to 5, then southeast 4 to 6 later. Showers, then rain later, good, occasionally moderate. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, south or southwest 3 to 5, showers, then rain for a time later, good, occasionally moderate later. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, southwest 3 to 5, backing south 2 to 4, showers, then rain for a time later, good. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, southwesterly 3 to 5, backing southerly 2 to 4, showers, good. North Foreland to Selsey Bill, southwesterly 3 to 5, backing southerly 2 to 4, then veering southwesterly again later in west, showers, good. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, southwest 3 to 5, backing south 2 to 4, veering southwest 3 or 4 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, southwesterly 4 or 5, backing southerly 3 or 4 for a time, then occasionally 6 later in west. Showers, moderate or good. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Southwesterly, backing southerly, 4 or 5, becoming variable 3 or less for a time in east, then occasionally 6 later in west. Rain or showers, moderate or good. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. Southwest 4 to 6, backing south 3 to 5, then increasing 5 or 6 later. Rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor later. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway, southwesterly 5 or 6, backing southerly or southeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 again later in north. Showers, then rain later, moderate or good, occasionally poor later. Isle of Man, southwest 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first, backing south 5 or 6 later. Rain or drizzle later, good, occasionally poor later. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch, southwest 4 or 5, backing south 5 or 6, showers, then rain later, good, occasionally moderate at first and poor later. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Southwesterly 4 or 5, backing southerly 5 or 6, occasionally 4 in far north. Showers, then rain later, good, occasionally moderate at first and poor later. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point, southwest 4 to 6, backing south 3 to 5, then southeast 4 to 6 later. Showers, then rain, good, occasionally moderate at first and poor later. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, south or southwest, backing southeast later 4 to 6. Showers, then rain, good, occasionally moderate at first and poor later. Finally, Shetland Isles, southeast 4 to 6, veering south or southwest 3 to 5 for a time. Rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. And that completes the shipping bulletin. This is BBC Radio 4. Now, prayer for the day, presented by Andrea Ray.
Good morning. I'm a reader and always have been. So I was delighted to discover recently that a much-loved obsession of my teenage and early adult years in America, the Book of the Month Club, is still going strong. In fact, on this day, 100 years ago, the newly formed Book of the Month Club sent out its first book selection to subscribers. The chosen book was by the English author Sylvia Townsend Warner. Her book, Lolly Willows or the Loving Huntsman, is a satirical social novel about a young woman who becomes a witch. How delightful! It touches on gender roles, family love, social convention, and religion. It's been called an early feminist classic and was, I think, an impressive choice for an emerging book subscription service, especially since the first directors of the company were all men. The club has always focused on up-and-coming authors, giving a boost to new writers, many of whom have gone on to become household names. For the club's 10th anniversary in 1936, a book by the unknown author Margaret Mitchell was the main choice. It was called Gone with the Wind. John Steinbeck's Of Mice and Men was a choice the following year, and Book of the Month's 25th anniversary year choice, J.D. Salinger's The Catcher in the Rye, became one of the most taught and most censored books in American history. Despite declining rates of reading, Book of the Month is gaining in popularity in America, with over 400,000 active subscribers. So there's hope for readers and writers yet. Lord God, thank you for books and learning. Help us to continue to value